And that's the tones there, folks. I'm just gonna go ahead and play guitar the rest of the fucking night. Ah!
Sup, my dudes? Patty here. Today's the day. The time is now. Be honest with you. Already cracked her open, looked her over. She's fucking gorgeous. Real quick backstory. Anybody who knows me knows I absolutely love guitars, everything about them. I mean, literally everything that has to do with the guitar, I'm all about. You know, it doesn't matter the genre, you know, you can always learn from, you know, anything, really, kind of shit. Not to mention, really like 8-string guitars, multi-scale guitars, and green guitars. But I was having the hardest time trying to find a green guitar, obviously within my price range, because I'm not going to spend $3,000 to $4,000 on a on, you know, just a really high end guitar that, you know, I'm going to be absolutely afraid to take on public and or drop. So I found the happy medium, and it was dropped 2 weeks ago. It is the GOC Illumina 8-string in race green. And it's like a Lambo green, kind of like Gak or Slime Green from Nickelodeon is kind of what it reminded me of more. But anyway, without further ado, here is Polaris, my brand new guitar. Got individual saddles right here that tune from the bottom. Got 8 of these bad boys. Got 1 volume. And then I got a 3-way toggle that I'm going to be changing into a 5-way here in the next couple of weeks. These are the GOC Paragon pickups. These are the pickups that are made by the company in-house. Everything that I've heard of them being used on sounds fucking phenomenal. I can't wait to plug it into my digital rig and see how the chugs sound and all the shreddies and all the cleans and all that. You've got this little guy here is a truss rod wheel. Instead of the conventional one that goes towards the top, this one you just like, you know, hit from the bottom. It actually kind of like makes a lot more sense with more modern day guitars and just guitars in general. I hate the upper truss rod, bottom truss rod kicks ass. We have 24 frets. All of them are stainless steel. This also is a multi-scale guitar, so the scale starts on the high E at 26 inches and then 28 inches for the low E. That is down here. So reason for all you guitar, all the people that don't play guitar, basically what this means is that when the lower in tuning you go, the more strings you add, the more tension you have to create. Now the caveat to that is that if you have like a longer neck that's like, you know, 28 inches, you know, and have 28 inches going straight up without the multi-scale or the fan that you see right here, what ends up happening is that like you put way too much tension on your higher strings, and then you just have like barely adequate tension right here. So it's like it's kind of a bitch to balance, and it's just kind of a pain in the ass to play most of the time. Now what multi-scales do is it kind of gives you the best of both worlds, and it does that gradually going all the way up. So it's like kind of almost balances itself in tension going all the way up without having to go with either super heavy strings or, you know, like doing a lot of like, you know, intense guitar modification. I think this has always been a genius fucking idea, and I already own another guitar that has this, and it's a night and day difference, especially with extended range guitars. Moving up, like I said, 24 stainless steel frets. Got a 0 fret right here. Nice little, looks like just like a plastic nut. I'm gonna have a buddy of mine, Ricky Maxi, with Maxi Fret Works. Maxi Fret Works! make me a new nut. And then, yeah, basically it just like sits at or the strings sit in here, and you just, you know, unlock it. Kind of like the way a Floyd Rose tremolo works, but yeah, it's pretty fucking dope. So yeah, let's go ahead and flip her over real quick. Trying to be gentle. All right, so what's really cool about GOC guitars is that they think about the player, and a lot of modern players, we don't like to stick with just like one set of pickups, whether they be passive or active. And so what they did is like the pickups in here are passive, but they routed out a battery cavity and a little battery pack. Just in case you want to, you know, throw in some EMGs, throw in, you know, some Fishman. Yeah, Fishman Fluence, Fishman Abassi, the Stephen Carpenter ones, whatever. Basically, any kind of electronic pickups, you're going to be set up. It's got kind of a smaller, like, wiring cavity, but that's totally cool if you know what the hell you're doing, which I got a guy that, at Maxi Fretworks, Ricky Maxi, probably take care of all that. Whole little shit ton of fucking bolts right here to hold on to the neck. And what's cool is that like these are kind of like based off this neck in general. It's kind of based off of the Strandberg Enduro neck, and this is the GOC AO neck. And basically what it kind of does is it's like ergonomically set up to like where like basically when you're playing, your thumb just kind of rests naturally as you're playing. So yeah, like kind of like from here, it just kind of gets a little slimmer, and then like, you know, down this way, it just kind of opens it up, and it's it's not as extreme as like the Strandberg one. Don't get me wrong, Strandbergs are fucking absolutely incredible fucking guitars, but that's one of my only complaints, and that's why I've held off on one for so long, is because of how intense that fucking the Enduro neck can feel. But like, like I said, it's still a fucking rad guitar. I would love one day to own a Strandberg, but don't got Strandberg money right now, so we got the GOC money, and I'm looking at this, and I've talked to a lot of my friends who basically sold their Strandberg guitars, you know, like, you know, between $2,000 and $5,000 dollar guitars for these GOCs, and they just said, dude, there's just, I don't know why, it was just a natural switch. They're just like, it just made more sense. But like I said, the guys who play Strandbergs, you guys know those fucking guitars fucking rip. There's no fucking, you know, bad blood on it. But yeah, this guitar ran me all together, including shipping, $910. And I am going to go avoid life and only work and probably stay up the rest of the night and for the foreseeable future. But yeah, this is going to consume the rest of my evening. So anywho, y'all have a wonderful evening, and hope you like the video. And by the way, we got some tone ones coming up. It's gonna be fucking flawless. I'm gonna go ahead and run Rhino, Nolly, Pliny, the Rabia, Nameless, bunch of fucking plugins, and show you guys like some of the tones and what this thing can actually pull off. All right, well, I will see you guys later. Have a good night.